Now, the reason it appears to come from outcomes is if you make it up in your mind that if a certain outcome happens, you're going to be happy. The outcome happens and you allow yourself to be happy, it's going to appear like the outcome did that. If I say, oh, if I get all this work done, I'm going to have a real sense of satisfaction. I get all the work done, sure enough, I have a sense of satisfaction. Well, the reason that they coincided is because my thinking is linked to my senses. So if I think satisfying thoughts, I'm going to feel satisfied. They're linked together. It had nothing to do with the outside world. It's like placebos. It's like psychological placebos. Expectations are like psychological placebos. They only work because your thinking is linked to your senses. The events that make you feel good, appear to make you feel good, don't make you feel good. All they do is prompt you to change your thinking, and the change in your thinking makes you feel good. If you were to change your thinking prior, you would have felt good prior, before the event even happened. And as if, in fact, if the outcome was negative, in your terms, and your thinking was healthy, you'd feel good, even though the event didn't turn out right. And if the event turned out right, and for whatever reason, your thinking wasn't healthy, you'd feel bad. I had when I was a counselor at a camp, I had a young boy that worked all year to play tennis. He just loved tennis, and he hadn't played, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked, and he overcame adversity, and he stuck with it, and he played in the tennis tournament on Parents' Day, and he won the tennis tournament. And he was all bummed out. He couldn't enjoy playing it. He couldn't enjoy winning it. Why? Because his parents weren't there. They didn't show up. It's all a psychological placebo dynamic. See? So people's perception of outcome being linked to well-being is a misperception. I'll tell you, in a simpler terms, people's psychological well-being, their happiness, is linked to the moment, to how connected to the moment they are. So if a human being is very, very connected to the moment, which means nothing more than their mind is free of extraneous thought, they automatically will be happy because they'll have a set of feelings that only appear when our mind is free. Now, if on the other hand, you take their mind and they put a bunch of extraneous thought in it, they don't have much contact with the moment, their experience is going to be experience of those thoughts that they have. They don't have the magic of the moment there. Now, the way I talk about it that way, your attachment to the moment, it comes right back to involvement. That involvement determines satisfaction, happiness, whatever you want to call it. The more free a person's mind is to be pulled into the moment, the better they'll experience that moment, and to boot, the better their performance will be. So an involvement scale that I gave earlier is both a performance scale and a happiness scale. And ironically, one of the major sources of extraneous thought that keep people out of the moment is investment. Their thoughts about the outcome, their thoughts about the importance of the outcome. Let me give you an example.